93KHJ, American Samoa's number one hit music station, live from the Fishers Forum. Fishers Forum here to learn about fishing, all the different things that we can fish for, the people who are doing the fishing, and what they use to do it with. Wait a minute, I ended a sentence with a preposition. Probably somebody who's never done that is Mr. Joe Hamby from the COO of Trimarine here in American Samoa. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
No prepositions for you?
Only if I mess up.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I am really pleased to see such a great turnout today. There's families, there are professionals, there are fishermen, cool level guys standing on the reef, all the way to people who are fishing off of very large vessels. And can you tell us just a little bit about where you fall in that spectrum of fishermen?
Well, I'm here to talk about purse seiners. Those are the biggest tuna boats. Trimarine owns 10 big purse seiners that are based right here in American Samoa. They come with their catch of tuna and feed the canneries. Without fish, the canneries are really useless. So you have to give a lot of credit to the guys that go out there and risk their lives to catch the fish and bring it back here so that people can have jobs in American Samoa.
Absolutely. Now, when we talk about the forum, and there's some questions that come to mind. The place where we catch the fish is American Samoa, or at least for purposes of today. What's important about American Samoa fisheries?
Well, actually, the fish caught by the purse seiners is not really caught in American Samoa waters. This is what most people don't know.
Okay.
You know, American Samoa is a huge tuna hub because it has two big, you know, mega canneries here that serve the United States market. The tuna is processed here in American Samoa, but the tuna doesn't come from American Samoa. It comes from the Pacific Ocean. These boats have to go far away from American Samoa to get that fish.
Okay.
Typically, they'll go out for 30 to 60 days, going 2,000, 3,000 miles from here, looking for the tuna, searching for the tuna, which is a wild animal, and it migrates. It doesn't stay in one place like some fish. It just is constantly searching for food. So American Samoa has a relatively small zone, you know, the exclusive economic zone around it. And there is fishing there, but the purse seiners that have to fill up with 1,000 tons of tuna or more, you know, you're not going to find all of that tuna right here. They go far away to find that tuna. And so that raises a big challenge for American Samoa, because without its own fishing grounds to support these big boats that bring the fish here to create all of the jobs here, you know, you have to make arrangements with other countries to fish in their waters or to be able to fish in the high seas, which don't belong to anybody, but those two are regulated. So a lot of the tuna fishing story with the purse seiners is all about where can you fish? And, you know, is it too far away so that then boats can't come back here economically to unload and feed the canneries or not?
I got you. Now, obviously, because you work in it for Trimarine, this is your day-to-day business. Now, there are many different kinds of fishing in American Samoa, whether it be, like we talked about earlier, the guy standing on the reef with his net, or people who do it a little bit more intensely so that they can sell fish at the fish market, the local fish market. If people wanted to know more about large-scale commercial fishing and like the things that purse seiners do, longliners do, you know, where do you get your information, and where would you guide people that wanted to know more?
Well, if they have a computer and internet access, so that's a wealth of information. You can learn anything from the internet. But if you're interested in purse seine fishing, like we have quite a few American Samoans on our boats. You know, it's a hard job, but I think it pays pretty well. It's a lot of skilled positions on there. But if you're interested in fishing, you know, then you just get to know somebody who's on one of those boats and make yourself available. Longliners, same thing. That's those boats go far away. There's a local longline fleet, and then there's There's also some foreign longliners that come here. I wouldn't recommend going on the foreign longliners. They seem to go far away, and they're very small and cramped, and it's risky business on that, on those longliners. But, you know, still, those canneries need the fish from those longliners, whether they're local or foreign.
Mr. Joe Hamby, the CEO of Trimarine, is there any other words that you'd like to leave us with?
I think American Samoans should be proud that they have two large-scale canneries here that are a very important source of supply of canned tuna to the United States market. And when the U.S. consumer picks up a can of tuna, if he can look at that can of tuna and it doesn't have any made in Thailand or made in China, or if it doesn't say anything like that, that means it's made in America, American Samoa.
Yeah.
And we're very proud to be able to supply the American market with American-made canned tuna.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Good job.
Well, we have the Fisher Forum. It is going on for quite a while today, and you are encouraged to come out and join us. We have so much for youngsters. There's this cool treasure hunt. In fact, I brought two young ones today with us, and they are going from booth to booth, learning from about how the tuna is caught, to how it's processed, to the equipment that is used, and things that are in our ocean. And as they do, they're finding their stamps, and they have cool prizes to win whenever they finish collecting their stamps. You can bring your kids too. It's here at the wharf, at the port. And today's broadcast is sponsored by Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council and by the good people at the Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources. It's Joey Cummings here on 93KHJ, broadcasting live.